The 46-year-old ER doctor from Ohio arrived in November to take care of the eclectic group of people called polies.
Most of them are MacGyver types. They're people who are self-selected to live in a place like the South Pole.
Grant's trying to cure a frostbite the old-fashioned way.
See if it works or not. I have to go see the doc.
The polies are mostly scientists, here to study both climate and astronomy. They're a close-knit group, partly because the living quarters are so small, but also because the danger they face every day is mind-blowing. In summertime, the average temperature is 20 degrees below zero, and the sun never sets. Then in February, as the seasons change, the sun starts a slow crawl toward the horizon. For 5 months, there is no light as temperatures plummet to 60, 70, and then 80 below.
We say, you know, you're only 3 minutes from possible death, to try to remind us, because you started becoming quite cavalier.
5 minutes?
In such extreme temperatures, jet fuel gels, so aircraft can't take off or land. That means every year from mid-February through October, the pole is cut off from the rest of the world. This year, the final plane takes off on February 15th. Only 41 polies stay behind.